This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There have been more anti-government protests in Iraq, and once again, things turned deadly. It happened today in central Baghdad. 4 people died. At least 100 others were wounded. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Iraqi officials say 3 of the protesters killed were hit by live fire, while the 4th died after being shot in the head with a tear gas canister. The deaths come hours after security forces cleared 3 flashpoint bridges of protesters using stun grenades and tear gas amid heavy clashes. The bridges give access to the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of government. Angry protesters want an overhaul of the political system established after the 2003 US-led invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump next week welcomes Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House. The visit comes just weeks after Turkey launched an armed assault on Kurdish fighters in Syria, longtime allies of the United States against the Islamic State. Lawmakers from both parties have slammed the president for what they consider his green light for Ankara's Syria incursion by announcing a plan to withdraw U.S. troops from the Kurdish border region. The UN Children's Fund warns that essential humanitarian programs for hundreds of thousands of children in Syria will have to be cut because UNICEF has run out of cash. India's Supreme Court today decided to hand over a plot of land to Hindus, paving the way for the construction of a temple in the town of Ayodhya in northern India, where a Hindu mob tore down a 16th century mosque more than 25 years ago when 2,000 people died in riots. Ruling unanimously on one of the country's oldest and most contentious religious disputes, a 5-judge panel ordered that Muslims should be given an alternate piece of land for a mosque. President Trump has rejected China's claim that there is an agreement for rolling back some of the tariffs Beijing and Washington imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said Friday he hasn't yet agreed to anything. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives moves its impeachment inquiry into President Trump into the open next week before a national television audience. The background, transcripts of private testimony from mainly current administration witnesses who concluded that what Mr. Trump wanted in his dealings with Ukraine was indeed a quid pro quo. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
In the latest impeachment inquiry transcripts, top national security officials describe diplomats as tense and frustrated about the backdoor effort in Ukraine run by Rudy Giuliani and supported by the president. AP's Eric Tucker with details.
There is a sense and a description from these two witnesses about this desire to move Ukraine policy out of the normal foreign policy channels and have that responsibility delegated to Rudy Giuliani.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vidman, a top national security officer, also insisted there was no ambiguity. Trump was proposing a trade to Ukraine's president, an Oval Office visit for a public investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The International Organization for Migration says hundreds of migrants camped out in Bosnia's forests are at risk because of the approach of the Balkan winter. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle has a report.
With temperatures close to zero, police officers have had to restrain migrants quarreling over the small amounts of food provided by the local Red Cross.
The situation is very bad. You see that. We have a lot of problem, a tents problem. We are sleeping from 2 days, this poor tent. There is no bed. We are sleeping in the stones. The other necessary things are not available here, like bathrooms. We just take one bathroom in 6 days.
Bosnia has faced an upsurge in migrant numbers since Croatia, Hungary and Slovenia closed their borders against undocumented immigration. More than 40,000 migrants have entered Bosnia since 2018. Nearly one-fifth are children.
That was Emily Spickle of Reuters. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy says he is returning home from Paris to rally opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The 70-year-old Rainsy is the founder of the banned Cambodian National Rescue Party. He fled 4 years ago following a conviction for criminal defamation. Hun Sen, whose government has arrested dozens of opposition figures in recent weeks, has characterized the actions of Rainsy and his followers as an attempted political takeover. Police in several cities in Bolivia joined anti-government protests this weekend. The demonstrations began last month, sparked by the disputed re-election of President Evo Morales to a 4th term in office. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.